Hi, my name is Scott Baker, and I co-host Spine Fit Radio with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. This is the third podcast in a series where I share my recent experience visiting a chiropractor in my hometown. In this episode, Dr. Riley talks about what you can expect when you visit the clinic for the first time. You know, you talked about the importance of word of mouth, and since I have now sought some care recently, it is interesting the conversations that I have had, and you hear some good stories, you hear a lot of horror stories about visits to the chiropractor. One that you just referenced that reminded just a conversation I had last night. It was a friend who went, and their first visit was spent basically the clinic selling themselves to the patient. No treatment, no relief. And that was one of the questions that I had. And I remember you saying it's a priority for you to make sure that you're able to offer at least some relief, hopefully, in that first visit. And so as I was thinking and setting up an appointment and that sort of thing, I thought, man, I at least hope this first time I can get at least some relief going.
Sure. You know, I've been practicing 15 years and I've seen these management companies and different philosophies that offices utilize. And a lot of times the norm is when you go see a chiropractor, they will, sadly, you will have x-rays shot on you before you even see the doctor, which has never made sense to me because, you know, who knows what type of x-rays you may need or if x-rays are even indicated. From there, you'll see the doctor who hopefully will do a thorough examination, okay? Then what they will do is they'll schedule you back for a report of findings where they will go over what they think is wrong with you and how they're going to fix you. That makes no sense to me. If you're hurting and you're coming to my clinic, it's my job, first and foremost, to figure out what the problem is and make the proper recommendations. But at the same time, what can I do to give you some relief? You know, I don't want to say that, you know, patients come in one visit and are better. But hopefully I can show them something they can do, whether it's simply at home, something I can do here in the clinic to provide them from relief. And I think that, you know, it twofold there. Okay, they leave here, they're feeling better, and they feel like, you know, there's some bit of a plan, okay, that we're going to continue to make them accountable and give them things to do on their own. Because, you know, granted, patients need to come into my office for us to do certain things to them, Scott. But at the same time, there's so many things that we can educate the patient on, whether it's through self-management or modifying their activities or ergonomic setups or, you know, exercise recommendations that they can do on their own. And patients want that. I know as a patient, I want that. When I'm hurt or something's going on and, you know, I go to a doctor for his expertise, for him to tell me what's wrong and how we're going to fix it. And then my first question is, what can I do to, you know, to facilitate this as well? So right or wrong, I mean, we just do things a little bit differently here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. I just want to make sure that when the patient comes in, when they leave here, you know, they know what the problem is and how we're going to fix it. And hopefully they're feeling a little bit better.
So at this point, I've had two visits to my chiropractor here in my hometown. And, you know, the experience has been interesting again, because I don't know what to expect. This particular office I go to, it doesn't necessarily have the latest and greatest equipment, which is interesting to me. I'm not sure what that means. It's a small staff, small offices. And so I go in and the doctor scans me with some sort of a heat sensor, scans my spine. And seems to actually pinpoint, he goes, this spot hurts, doesn't it? I said, yeah, sure does. You know, I thought it was interesting what he did there. And then he gave me a manipulation, is what he said. And you've talked about this a lot. I didn't realize what it was until he gave it to me. And basically, I'm curious to hear if this is indeed actually what a manipulation is. He laid me out on the table. He basically kind of rubbed a little bit around the spot. And then all of a sudden, bam, right on that spot, you hear a loud pop. And it didn't hurt. It wasn't great either. But is that a typical manipulation? Is that what you mean when you talk about a manipulation?
Well, first off, I'll speak to, you know, the instrument that he was using on me. We don't utilize that here, but it's likely some type of thermography. And so what it's actually doing, I'm assuming, and it's going to determine where there might be increased heat, maybe inflammation, to determine where there's areas of irritation, and those are areas that he's going to treat. I don't have a lot of experience with that type of diagnostic tool. You know, we rely heavily on our orthopedic and, you know, functional movement screening and palpation. palpation obviously is one. If I were to lie you down, if you're sitting there, I'm, you know, feeling on the joints and the muscles and so forth, trying to determine where there are areas of restriction or loss of mobility. And so back what I just said, restriction and loss of mobility. So when I'm palpating your spine, I'm trying to find those areas of restriction and loss of mobility that could be painful. They could, you know, contribute to dysfunction and so forth. Those are areas that I would, you know, that I would pay special attention to with, and utilize mobilization, adjustments, manipulation, whatever you want to call it. So a spinal manipulation or an adjustment, a chiropractor, an osteopath physician, or manual therapist is likely going to use their hands, and they're going to set up on that area of restriction or irritation and put a high velocity force that should not be painful into that joint to reestablish motion. And I like to keep it very simple, and that's what I explain. I also encourage folks that when they do see a chiropractor, you know, the unknown's the worst. I'm sure you would agree with me, Scott. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what to expect. You know, make sure you ask questions. And, you know, what I try to do with a lot of my patients is say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how it should feel. This is, you know, what you might hear. So a slight force is put into that joint to reestablish motion. And a lot of times what you're going to hear is, excuse me, a pop or a click. Actually, that sound is gas coming out of the joint. The analogy that I've talked about in the past as kids, you know, when we had those arrows that would stick on like a window, and then you pull it off and it makes that clicking sound, like the air is trapped in there. You know what I'm talking about? Like the, the suction cup type thing, very similar to what in your spine. So there's this joint capsule there in your spine. There's all these gas bubbles and so forth. And when you take that joint through a certain range of motion, that joint capsule is released a little bit. And that's what actually makes the sound or the pop. A lot of times folks think that's, you know, that maybe the bones rubbing against one another or so forth, but it's not. It's just, you know, that audible, it's the gas being released from the joint. Manipulation is a very safe technique. It should not be uncomfortable. And if you set up properly on that joint, there should not be a ton of force that has to be, you know, applied. So, you know, you set up on a good, on the proper joint, through your angle and so forth, and just a slight thrust should be able to get that joint moving properly.
Join us next time as we continue this conversation regarding common back pain and taking those first steps to the chiropractor. For more episodes of Spine Fit Radio, visit TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.